Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ICF Rome online. And for those who will eventually be on campus, this is Pastor Jennifer Pasquale. And I'm excited for this season that is upon us. You know, we're celebrating Jesus. We're thankful for everything that he's done for your life, even if you don't know it yet. So as you enter into this service today, I encourage you to lean into the worship, to stand up if you can and raise your hands and praise the Lord, because God is faithful. He has a word for you today. I am believing for a miracle in your life. It's in motion. You joined us online today, and God has ordered your steps. God has a word for you. And as you lean into his presence, I know that your heart and your mind is going to be lifted, healed, restored, rejuvenated. I'm so thankful that you are joining with us today.
You're a part of what we're doing. And we love to take time. Today, we are going to actually conclude April's message on Count On It. We're the evidence. We're the character witness for Christ. And Prince is a perfect example of being the evidence of Christ. So Prince, first of all, come up here, please. You know, I say here we don't lose, we launch. And Prince is expanding his territory. And I don't have another moment like this, so I'm using this moment now. Can you do me a favor and just thank this amazing leader and spiritual man of God? Prince, you have messaged me every Sunday with pictures and testimonies of what's happening in the class. You have supported every big dream that we have in this church for the Lord and for Jesus. You have stood in the gap in every prayer meeting, in every aspect of being filled and pursuing the powers of the Holy Spirit and helping us to do that same thing. You have literally raised our standard, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, our spiritual standard. And I asked Prince just to share for a minute why it so matters that we connect to grow, serve, and lead, and to grow in Christ, and maybe what this is meant to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Jennifer, for the opportunity. And thanks, team. Let's just give it up for the ones who graduated once more. Yeah, I keep on saying that we had the coolest names, the ones who graduated. We had the fruit of the Spirit. We had joy. We had patience, hope, faith. We had all those good names. And then for the men, we had like big names like Courage, Victor, Shalom, and Emmanuel. Yeah. Mm. Going to the question that Pastor Jennifer, you have asked me, I believe it's important for us to attend these classes because they make us to be good disciples of Jesus. It's the greatest commission that the Lord gave us. He said, go and make the disciples of all nations. The Lord has not yet said, come back. So we have to be on the march. We have to go whichever place we are in. And to make a disciple, that word make, it's not a one-day thing. Mm-hmm. It's quite some time. So That's the reason we even take time in these classes, because we realize that it's quite some time to make disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen. What has being a part of ICF Rome, what does it mean to you? What is it, somebody who's new or some of these new, what does it mean to be fully engaged in the family of faith here?
Wow, that's an awesome question. You know, I cannot talk about Rome without ICF Rome. ICF Rome, it's everything to me. The Lord has been good to me in ICF Rome. And I believe God wants us to be a community. He wants us to be a family. He doesn't want us to be isolated. We are strong together. Mm-hmm. And I believe ICF Rome has just launched me at a very different level. Mm-hmm. Pastor, you have given me the opportunity to just minister at a different level. Jokingly, and I'm sure it's not jokingly, but I know you guys are humble, but allow me to say this. I believe Pastor has made us to be ministers, to minister to nations, mm-hmm. because we are ministering to nations. We've got over 70, 80 countries in here. Mm. And everyone who ministers, you are literally ministering to nations. Mm. And you should take that with respect. You should take that with courage, embrace it, because not everyone has this opportunity. Mm-hmm. You saw different nations who were standing here. Mm-hmm. Some people may not have this opportunity, but the Lord has given us this opportunity. I cannot thank you enough, Pastor. I really do thank you.
I want you just to extend your hand to Prince, and we're going to pray. He has a mentoring program that reaches hundreds, and it's going to go into the thousands. The Lord is going to expand his ministry as well. He's been a part of our preaching team. He will be preaching a powerful message on the Holy Spirit soon. And so, Father, I thank you for the leadership of Prince. I thank you for the blessing that you have done us. He has sowed into your kingdom. You are pouring back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. New anointing, fresh anointing, new favor, new territory, and expansion of ministry to the nations. And Lord, I pray that as he has challenged us to take courage and boldness, to be the ministers that you've called each of us, that he would also know the family of faith holds tightly together. We are stronger together, and we thank you that we are a part of the family together. We bless your name. We bless Prince. We thank you for his life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you. I love you. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody say amen. Well, I'll tell you, I got to watch time because first service is recorded. We go online. I know many of you have found us online. You are giving online. And I don't even know where to start. I'm just so full and overflowing. But you know, here in Rome, we say touching one, touching Italy, and reaching nations. You saw that even represented in the classes and the discipleship today. We saw that in Inspire Italy, which was our second year to do really a global conference, but a conference geared to really inspire people, not just Italians, but people who are living here in Italy. In fact, I'm sure today that I'm going to have some new Italian friends that are watching. Buongiorno tutti. I love you. Te amo. But I want to tell you about one before I invite you to understand the power of the witness. So we had Inspire Italy. Some of you know, how many of you were here last week? Let me hear you. I mean, every aspect matters. I want the media team to know the fact that you stay fully engaged until the very end of the final praise party. It changes things. I didn't get to be a part of the praise party at the end of last week. I don't know where I was, maybe chasing my grandson who got to be here. But I came out and there was a video and everybody was just celebrating like we always do. But the Italians were also celebrating. And it was powerful. And I heard this week different ones who wrote me from the choir to say how much they felt inspired. So because they came to Inspire Italy at the Hotel Colombo, and because then we had to do a lot of work, Alex and team, to get the risers on the stage and rearrange, and they were here on Sunday morning, they were also here for prayer. They weren't just here to give, but they received abundantly, abundantly. And I felt that I was to pray with the one who played the piano and his wife at the end of the service. And you know it's the Holy Spirit when you really don't remember what you prayed. I feel like I'm supposed to pray this, and I prayed over them. And she wrote me and she said, I will never forget how your prayers have inspired me this week. You prayed for my husband's heart, and he was having heart trouble that day. And when we got home, his father, who's a pastor in Naples, had a heart problem, some kind of emergency, and is in the hospital. And she said, but all week, I've been inspired to have faith and to know that God is bigger. And so we're praying that Brother Daniele from Napoli will be healed and whole. But I want you to know, media, you helped the praise party happened, so their faith came alive. Worship team, you invited them and made them feel welcome. People who greeted them so that somebody could have a prayer right here that they would need within just a few hours of going home from this place. So I want us to never forget why we are the witness. Amen. This morning, as I tell you about being the evidence, I'm asking you today to say, we have the evidence. We know Jesus is not on that cross. Somebody say amen. I'm so glad he's not on that cross. He's resurrected. But I am the witness. I am the witness. And so I'm asking you, if you're the witness, what will you do next? What will you do with the information? This week I heard a verse from Haggai chapter 1 verse 14. And I pray that this morning you take this verse to heart. It says, so the Lord, say the Lord, not a person. So the Lord sparked the enthusiasm of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the enthusiasm of Jeshua, son of Jehozadak. I should have practiced my words, my names. The high priest, and the enthusiasm of the whole remnant. That's what we are, y'all. The whole remnant of God's people. They began to work on the house of their God, the Lord of heaven's armies. Amen. And so this morning, as we conclude, if you will, our trial from this month, you know, we have a prosecutor, somebody who's trying to say Jesus doesn't exist, and the word of God is, you know, it's relative, and truth is not really true, and the enemy is over here. But over here, if you remember, we have a Holy Spirit. The Bible says he's our advocate, and he's saying, I contest that. Judge, I rebuke that. I have a point of order. That's not true. That's a lie. And so this morning, I would like to call a character witness. Miss Evelyn, would you please come to the stage? Thank you for not clapping, because in the court, we don't clap. It's fine. Come, no, you can clap. You can clap. Evelyn has her beautiful Inspire, the next one on. Evelyn, first of all, tell us where you're from, and how long you've been in Rome.
Thank you, Pastor. Anyway, I'm from Ivory Coast. I've been in this church for 2 years now.
Awesome. And we are so thankful. Her husband is also leading the prayer ministry. And so, as we saw that verse, how the Lord sparked enthusiasm, you wrote me a testimony. I want to know, what did the Holy Spirit inspire you? How was your enthusiasm sparked through Inspire? And what was the plan that you were very intentional about?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's meant a lot to be at Inspire this year, because I know that when the children of God are gathered together, the Lord sends special blessing upon them. So also we need to invest in our spiritual lives. And events like Inspire, a life-changing conference.
Yes, and did you go last year?
Yes, I was so blessed during Inspire last year, so that I decided not to miss this year conference.
But were you in town like last month?
No, I in January, I knew that I was going on a three-month mission to support Haiti, but I make sure I went and I planned my travel dates in order to be back in Rome in time to be at Inspire.
And you arrived on the day Inspire started, the night before?
Yes, I arrived a day before, Thursday 18 in the afternoon. And the following day, I was at Inspire, full of joy to be back and to have this privilege to be among my sisters and sit at the feet of the Lord to hear what he wanted to tell me. I was so blessed.
Yes. Yeah. And so do you hear that? That's intentional. That's integrating work with mission, not just the work mission, but the God mission that he wanted to do in your life. So you are a witness today, Miss Evelyn, in this courtroom, for who God is. Why is getting closer to Jesus? And what happened? Did God give you a word this weekend? Was there something that is now burning in your heart this week?
Yes. So during Inspire, as I said, I was so glad. I was so happy. And I didn't want to miss this event. I did everything to be there. And when we were worshiping, we were praying, and after one of the pastors preached, there was a call to go to the altar for people who wanted prayers. So I went there, and Pastor Judy prayed for me, and she gave me a special message from the Lord for my future. So I was so happy. I'm glad.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, your testimony is quite strong that you could say there was a pushback for you not to be there. Like you had a job and you had jet lag and you had a husband that you hadn't gotten to be with in a little while. But you put God first and you did it together. Brother Pastor, maybe that's prophetic. Brother Paulin was there leading the prayer team on campus. Why is putting God first? How does that bless your marriage?
Yes, in my life, I decided to put God first in everything I do. So every time he calls me to do something, I make sure to be there. So what I didn't say is that when the end of my mission was approaching in Haiti, I was in Panama City, and my manager said he wanted to extend my mission by up to a month. I said, no, please, I am interested in supporting the country office, but let me go back first to Rome because I have some reason, but Inspire was one of the reasons to be here. So, yes, and this has been how we lived with my husband. We put God first in our lives. Yes.
And you come to prayer meeting, and you seek the Lord, and you let the joy of the Lord overflow in your life. Amen. Thank you, Miss Evelyn, and we receive that testimony today. God bless you. Amen, amen. Well, I also asked someone else, and they said, just share it for me, but someone else who, you know, the enemy tries to push back. The enemy of our soul wants to defeat, discourage, detour, amen? And so I want you to understand that there's a reason why we pray. There's a reason why we give the word of God. And another testimony that came in was like the enemy was like, oh, you don't need to be at Aspire. Don't do that. You can do something else. And this person felt in their spirit that, no, I have to be there. And it was in that moment that they received the word of the Lord. It was in that moment that they received powerful prayer in Nala that set them free from things that would destroy and distract and discourage them. See, you have to be present in the trial, right? I mean, we're in a trial for our lives for eternity. And unfortunately, we can't back away and say, I'm not going to be in it. I'm in it. I'm in life. I have to do it. And so this morning, I want to say to you that when something tries to detour your witness, it becomes the ground on which you testify of his deliverance. When something tries to detour or stop or block your witness, what you have to understand is there has to be a tenacity that says, oh, no. This is going to be the ground on which I testify that my God is bigger. Somebody say amen. And so what I want you to know today, Romans chapter 8 says, none of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing, say nothing. Nothing, living or dead, angelic or demonic, today, tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. So, you know, I was praying today, Lord, what is it? And I want you to know I'm responsible to act with the news of my testimony. Every day we need to be fully present in what God is doing. This morning I said, Lord, help me, show me. And I heard him just keep saying to me, walk slowly through the moments. Walk slowly through the moments. I'm going to share some pictures with you in a minute. But before I do that, I had about 48 hours with my daughter and her husband, Peter and Titan, before the Inspire activity started. And we went away for a couple days. And it was wonderful and beautiful. But I was asking the Lord, like, I need you to, whew, just fill me up for this week. Give me whatever I need. You know, it would have been much easier to say, I can't go, Erica. Y'all go. And she's like, Mama, we only have these. Like, come on, we got to do it. I'm like, oh, okay, because I love my daughters if they're watching. And my other daughter sent me a video. The power of the word of encouragement can change a person's life. And in that video, I heard the minister say a story about taking another shot, not giving up. It comes from the passage in 2 Kings chapter 13. It says, then he commanded, open that eastern window. And he opened it. And then he said, shoot. So he shot an arrow. Elisha proclaimed, this is the Lord's arrow, an arrow of victory over Aram, for you will completely conquer the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, now pick up the other arrows and strike them against the ground. So the king picked them up and he struck the ground three times. But the man of God was angry with him. He said, you should have struck the ground five or six times, he exclaimed. Then you would have beaten Aram until it was entirely destroyed. Now you will only be victorious three times. I want you to understand something. The Lord spoke to me. You're not done. I didn't say only three arrows. I said, take another shot. Tell another person. Tell the next one. Tell another pastor from Italy. Hold up the arms of another Evelyn that's working in the UN. Do another thing. And what if we fall short and we're like, okay, I did it. And you know what's amazing to me about that? He didn't say on those arrows the second time, shoot at the people like the enemy. He said, fire it into the ground. So what did that king do? He thought, oh, it's just the ground. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like figuring out how to shoot this shot. Doesn't really matter. What matters is that we obey the Lord. He said, I told you to tell another person. Maybe you thought I told them and they didn't come. I invited them and they didn't come. Take another shot. You did invite some and they came. You did invite some and their life was changed. We did give some new Bibles for the very first time. And I'm saying to you what the Lord has said to me. Take another shot, because if you only do a little, you're only going to get victory. That's a little. But if you take another one and another one, you're going to have a full and complete victory. Somebody say amen. And so what I want to say to us this morning is that the Holy Spirit is nudging us to keep trusting His word to take another shot. You will get more victory. You will get more results only if you're present in the room. Only if you sing His praise, only if you're at the computer, only if you're in the conversation. I want to be that evidence for Jesus shining through every circumstance. The next thing that video said that my daughter sent me was that you have to be in the room where it happens. And in this video, the one pastor said, you know, I was thinking about like David and Goliath shooting the giant. Well, that arrow story, that was way more deep and powerful. And in the room, we could think about lots of rooms where it happens. But the minister began to read from Mark chapter 5. It says, while he was still speaking, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, and they told him, your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now, but Jesus, say, but Jesus. Say it again, but Jesus. But Jesus overheard them, and he said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just have faith. Then Jesus stopped the crowd. He wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John. And when they came to the home of the synagogue leader, listen to this story. Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside. He said, what's all this commotion? Why are y'all crying? What's the matter? And they said, Jesus said, the child isn't dead. She's only asleep. And the crowd in the room laughed at Jesus. But he's Jesus. So he said, y'all get out of here. He made everybody leave. Everybody. And he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. And holding her hand, he said, Talitha cum, which means little girl, get up. And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. They had been in the room where death became life. They had been in the room where the word of Jesus Christ transformed something that felt like it was dead and finished, but it came alive. But here's what Jesus said. All you doubters, all you scoffers, all you people who aren't with me and what's about to happen for this family, get out of this room. I do not want this unbelief and this undoubting right now. I have to do a miracle. But I'm saying to us, as the Lord said to me, that's great you were in the room 5 years ago. You got to be in the room where it happens right now. I had to be in the room at the Christopher Colombo. I'm going to tell you a story about why that was so important. It wasn't easy. It would have been more convenient to do other things in other ways. But in the room where it happened, God took somebody who thought their dreams were dead and finished, and they had already done everything they could. And he said, you know what? I want you to take another shot. I've got dreams that are going to come to life in your life. I want you to know that God is for you. And the word, come on, the word of Jesus is real. I want you to be in the room where it happens. I want you to be in the prayer room. I want you to be in the prayer zone. I want you to be in this room. I want you to be in the cafe. I want you to be at the restaurant, but you got to be fully present. What if you're in the room and you're like the one at the table or at the office saying, that person, you know, they did that and I don't understand what's happening. La, la, la. I'm telling you, Jesus is probably going to walk in and say, get out of this office. Get out of this office. I put you in this room to be life, to be the fruit of the Spirit, as Prince said. But you got to be there. You got to be fully present. You got to come expecting. We come expecting for Jesus to move. Amen? I'm just telling you, God told me you got to be in the room. Stop trying to be out of the room. Stop trying to be on the beach. I want you to be in the room where it happens. I'm not saying we can't rest. We can. I will keep my evidence in alignment with biblical values. Hear me today. The last thing it said in that video was that they were called to be alive to tell the story. We're alive to tell the story. It's not to be kept. It's not to be silent. But my evidence must be in alignment with biblical values. I don't need to tell you what is sin. You need to read the Bible and the Holy Spirit will show you what sin is. If you're trying always, and this is not in my notes, to say, can I do this and still go to heaven? Then don't do it. If you got to ask, what good is it? If I can say, can I do this and get somebody else to go to heaven with me? Then hallelujah. My life needs to be in alignment. You know what biblical values say? I have to be the servant of all. Jesus washed the feet of those who would betray him on the night before he went to the cross for you and me. I have to be in alignment with these biblical values. And so in Matthew 28, it says early on a Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to visit the tomb, which was another room. And now go quickly, he said, and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you. I don't know what you're facing. But like that couple that I prayed for last Sunday, God had already gone ahead of them into this week. He had already prepared a prayer covering over them so that their faith would be strong. They wouldn't go home and say, oh my God, Dad is in the hospital. They would go home inspired to say, in the name of Jesus, you will live. In the name of Jesus, healing will happen. Amen? You will see him there. Remember what I have told you. And the women ran quickly from the tomb. They were frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the message. I'm asking you today, you know, when you got to take another shot, Veronica, we walk through some stuff, don't we? But we keep trusting the Lord. We keep taking another shot. We got to be in the room where it happens because that's where we feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You can't know the comfort of the Holy Spirit unless you've had pain. You can't know the healing of Jehovah Rapha unless you've had sickness. You can't know Jehovah Jireh, provider, unless you've had need. Amen? And so the Lord is saying to us today, something very, very powerful. I want you to know that I am thankful for my family of faith here in Rome. We're not done. God is telling us to take another shot. God is telling us to be in the room, not only where it happens, but when it happens. Your presence carries faith. Your presence carries hope. Your presence carries the love of God. But let none of us be the one that Jesus says, get out of this room, you unbeliever. Don't laugh and scoff at my way, because it would be easy to say, boy, I sure wouldn't do it that way, right, Jesus? Like, maybe I would do it a different way. You know, there's a few times in the Bible when Jesus did miracles and healings, and he said, don't tell anybody yet. And I've been thinking about that this week, like, Lord, why couldn't they tell somebody right that second? And I heard the Lord say, be still and know. He was wanting it to seal in them, God did something. I will get to tell. My evidence will show, but I need to meditate on what God is calling me. I need to meditate on this victory that God is working in my life. And so I want to give you this final scripture this morning before I give you some pictures, because I'm excited for May 26. I'm excited to celebrate what God has done in the past 10 years. But here's what I also know. We're going to take another shot. We're going to be in the room where it happens. And we're alive to tell the story. And we can't do it alone. Amen? Haggai 2:9 and verse 19 as well says, the future glory of this temple will be greater than the past glory, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And in this place, I will bring peace. I, the Lord of heaven armies, have spoken. I am giving you a promise. Now, while the seed is still in the barn, you have not yet harvested your grain and your grapevines and your fig trees and your pomegranates and olive trees have not yet produced their crops. But from this day onward, say this day, from this day onward, I will bless you, says the Lord. So, in case you want to know, at the ADI conference, the Assemblies of God in Italy this week, Pastor Larry Henderson put some pictures up from 1959 and 1960 and 1961, and he said, people, he didn't use my word or my sermon, but he said basically, like, these people said yes to the call of God in 1960, and we're in this room today because someone said yes. And he said to us, hear me. Said, you know, the Italians are great. We love the Italians. They're fantastic. And maybe Italian will be in heaven as far as like the language and the food. We know there's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. He said, but if you really think like your language and all that is right there, then what is the language of hell? Is it the billions of people who don't know God from China? Is it the millions of people from the Arabic world who don't understand the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ? Is it someone who speaks a different language than you and no one told them? No one took another shot? No one was in the room as Evelyn determined to be in the room? And God is using you, Prince, to take it to another nation, to the nation, so that we can be the witness. What if, you know, last week Pastor Giorgio said, and he did it right here, that God said to Peter, Jesus said to Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But he said, we're positioned in these evil cities, not to be of the city, but to block anybody that might be getting to hell. That in between I can say, no, don't go that way. That's not going to give you peace. I've got something that I can be a witness to. So I pulled up some pictures because I just want to lead up to what we have going on. I don't know what the first one is, but this is us. So this is last week. This is the praise party at the end of the service. There's a reason why we create an atmosphere of joy and faith and victory, because it literally changes someone's life. Nadia, I remember, hang on one second. I remember when Nadia and Linda and maybe three or four people like first started coming, and everybody's like, well, they're excited. And then it got contagious. And look what God did last week. If you could see, there's grandfathers in that picture who have never danced in that kind of freedom before. They said to us, we celebrate Jesus in our choir, but we have never experienced freedom to worship. What they were saying is, this isn't like dancing. This is praising Jesus for what he's doing in our lives. And because we walk slowly through the crowd, the next picture, and because we have to be in the room where it happens, this man is a concierge at the hotel where we were. And he knew Pastor Rick. And he was so moved, not only to see me still doing the work in the city, but to see my daughter and my grandson. And he said, something about God is very evident in your family. I want you to pray for that concierge. I want you to pray for him that when he remembers Jesus, he will remember, I don't give up. Amen. Next one. So May 26th, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate Jesus. We're going to celebrate you. I'm just telling you right now, there's a video in motion. I'm trying to get all the pictures of everybody who's ever done anything in 10 years. You may or may not see yourself. We have other things. You're there. But remember, it's about Jesus. So this is us from 2014. Pastor Rick answered the call to come here. And from the very beginning, it was a moment to say, I want to make sure people decide to follow Jesus. Those that know the baptism story, that was like a baby pool with like barely any water. And after that, he was like, we're getting a giant pool. And then when he went to heaven, I'm like, we're getting a medium pool. But it was baptism because people's lives changing matters. In 2015, we still believed in reaching nations. And some are with us and some have gone on. But I want you to know it's powerful that in every tribe and nation and culture, we are a part of what God is doing. We are not saying it has to be this way or that way. We're saying God so loved the world. Amen? In 2016, Pastor Rick preached in Brother Gentilini's church in Fontanova, a tent crusade. Even this week, I still wore my scarf at the conference because they do things a little bit differently in their church. But that pastor is the one that I said is now building a new church after 34 years. He's now 71 years old. He's taking another shot. He's making sure his people can have a big room where it happens. 34 years he's been waiting to do that. So what? We don't do it because it didn't happen this year or it didn't happen in 10 years? I was challenged. He didn't say, I'm old and I'm finished. He said, I'm just getting started because the Lord is in this room and I'm here to tell the story. In 2017, these are images that I've chosen so you understand all of these aspects of ministry. This is discipleship. This is Thursday Connect pre-COVID. We now have Thursday Connect online. Discipleship matters. I don't know if she's in that picture, but we had a Chinese Buddhist who came to Thursday Connect. She reached nations. She got saved. She got filled with the Holy Spirit. She got baptized in water. And Anisha went to serve, not as a server, but as a guest host in a beautiful mansion in Israel. She sent me a picture where she was literally shaking the hand of Benjamin Netanyahu and saying, you need to have Jesus in this country. I could have never done that. It was because we did Thursday Connect. 2018, I want you to see Pastor Rick love to play. We love joy. We love playing. And I want, the next picture is also from 2018. And I think it's a picture of the men, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe. No, she's shaking her head. No. Okay. Actually, there's Anisha, though, when she got baptized after Thursday Connect. Okay. I want you to understand all of these aspects are so someone will know Jesus, so they won't give up no matter what happens to them. And we do it together. Amen? We hold up the arms of one another. In 2020, just a little bit pre-COVID maybe, 2019. This place is a safe place. This is where we pray. This is where life change happens. This is where the call to action happens. I want it back. I want you to know, like, yes, you can pray in your chair, but I'm inviting you. I'm inviting you to take another shot to say, okay, God, I don't know what it looks like, but I just want you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I heard hundreds, if not thousands, of ministers weeping before the Lord this week, saying, if we've gotten comfortable and complacent, search our heart and use our lives so that we know we're alive to tell the story. And then in 2020, we had COVID. But here's what I want you to see. We love children. We love families. And whether we had our mask or we had activities and we had to social distance, the ministry continues. We don't quit because God said, take another shot. Maybe this time it's going to feel like you're shooting at the ground. Keep doing it. Amen? I want you to know it matters. And then in 2021, this beautiful team and many others helped me to celebrate the life of Pastor Rick as we said, okay, we're here. We hear the word of the Lord. We're going to stay in the room where it happens. We're going to keep pressing on because we believe and we're a team. You can't do it without a team. You can't win a victory without a team. You can't win a victory without a coach. You can't win a victory without some corrections. You got to have some training. You got to, no pain, no gain. But this team was a part of that. And then in December, I'm not sure if you have that one. Yes. Of that same year, 22. Okay, next year. I'm sorry, my dates on my pictures. So 21, we had some stuff happen, y'all. But in 22, look at that. In the Hotel Columbo, we had a Christmas gathering. And you can't see it, but in that picture, there's a young couple, kind of like this group from the Netherlands. They just showed up to come and be a part of us. And we were having the holiday gala that night, and they said, can we go? And I said, yes, you can. And they came, and they're in there. I don't have a picture for you right now of them, but their name are Stephen and Christy Lupo. And I have good news. They're coming to serve as missionary associates this summer for 2 years. And God did some things to redirect their path. They've got their funds fully funded from the missionary campaign in America. But they were going in a different direction. The Lord was taking them in a different direction. But I know that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So that party in the room where it happened was very important because they got to know and love all of you. And when something happened that shifted what they thought they were going to do, the Lord kept saying, you're called to internationals. You're called to the international ministry. You love Rome. He's Italian, by the way, and they have a little baby Sage. And God is bringing more laborers to hold up the arms of the ministry. We do it together. Every activity is so that someone else will know what God is doing. And then in 2023, we have a missions service. And that's the nations. And I was representing Texas in that picture. And because I want you to know, we're touching one. We're touching Italy. And we're reaching nations. And we've been doing it since 2014 and beyond. This church is 36 years old. The nations matter to God. You matter to God. Your story and your difficulties matter to us and to God. But we hold up the arms of each other. And then this year, in 2024, I love this picture because we're touching Italy. And we're doing it with children of the nations. And so in this picture, the choir from Napoli is behind us. And I know that God brought them here to be a bridge to Italy, to say the power of the Holy Spirit gives freedom and life and vitality. If this is not evidence in the trial, in the courtroom, I don't know what is. And so I say to the enemy, I'm finished with my argument. I close with this statement in the name of Jesus. I don't know, do I have another couple pictures? I think I do. Your seat matters. Who you invite matters. I don't want to do life alone. I don't want to do ministry alone. And this is my house. This is my family. And I hear the Lord saying, take another shot. Be in the room where it happens. You're alive to tell the story. And so I challenge you today, as the Holy Spirit has challenged me, make sure you keep inviting your neighbor, your colleague, your worker. Be there. And so here's what I say to you today in my closing arguments. As a character witness, I am calling this forth in all of us. I am the evidence. We have the evidence. What will you do? I say to you, I want you to stand on your feet as the worship team comes. You will not run. You will not retreat. Hear me. You will advance in the kingdom of God. You will see more victory. You will see more healing. Do not accept the diagnosis of the doctor or the determination of the bank as the final word. As many of you know in this country, the first no is not the last answer. You may get three or four no's before you get the yes. God says, I will order your steps. You will prevail. You will not pretend. This is not a fake thing. This is a faith thing. This is me saying every morning, I can't do it without the help of the Lord. I said to the Lord, God, this is amazing. Inspire Italy was amazing. May 26th is going to be amazing. All the team members that I have are amazing. But I also need other ministers to hold up the arms of the ministry. On that day, I prayed. My area and my regional director said, I want you to call Stephen Lupo. And the Lord said, I told you, I'm going to put everything you need in that quiver that has the arrows so that you can take another shot, so that you can keep being in the room where it happens, so that you can keep giving away ministry in this place as you saw in those people on this stage. We allow people to do ministry because, as Prince said, we are the witness. We are the ministers. You will be established as his agent, and you will not be ashamed. You will be able to have boldness, as Evelyn did, to say, wait, no, don't change my assignment right now. I'll come back, but wait, you're going to have boldness. I'm calling this out in each of us. You have winning traits in you that God put inside of it that influences those around you. You're able to see purpose in the pain and declare his glory. You're able to give a testimony that I thought it was this, and the Holy Spirit showed me it's not that at all. Let that go. You will know God's love after loss, and you will thrive again. I'm the witness. He's called us to be the character witness. This morning, I have friends across the globe, literally, in Italy, today in places in Europe that are experiencing very difficult news today. In America, very difficult news on this day. Because the enemy, hear me, the enemy wants you to stop trusting people. The enemy wants you to constantly question the church of God, the faith, the family of faith. That's not the Lord. Hear me. That's not the Lord. The Lord says, I said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. He didn't say, go be with all those perfect people. He said, come together, pray together, love together. But he also said to those people in that room, you're laughing, get out. Get out of this room. I want you to see, and I'm sure some of those people, we don't know, but I bet you some of those people came back and said, oh, Jesus, can I serve with you? Peter was a perfect example, right? You're the witness. You have the evidence. His grace is sufficient. His mercies are new every morning. And so I'm asking you today, as a church, International Christian Fellowship, and guest, and member, and one who's about to get a whole bunch of things assigned to you to do because you graduated and I saw it, I'm going to be like, can you do this? Can you do that? I'm saying to you this morning, take another shot for Jesus. Stay in the room where it's happening. Don't listen to the enemy that tries to bring division and discouragement and confusion. That's the enemy. That's not God. That's not the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying there aren't times when we have to. I know all that. But I see this attack on the body of Christ of trust. I see this attack on the body of Christ for holding up the arms of one another. We are nations. We're not perfect. We don't eat the same food. We don't, although I like both of your, oh, I like your food. Me and Natalie don't eat food very much. We make reservations, not dinner. I'm asking you right now, every head bowed for just a moment, and you would say to the Lord, I'm the witness. I will take another shot. I will be in the room when it happens, and I will tell the story. If that's you, will you lift your hand all over this room? Lift your hand. Come on. I'm saying to you, God, I'll be the witness. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, it's hard work to plow a ground and be a farmer. But that scripture I read you in Haggai says, you're about to experience a greater glory than ever before, but you got to be in the room. So Father, you see these hands. I pray for the ones online who maybe are sick and they couldn't be here today, that Jehovah Rapha would fill that room right now. Heal those lungs, heal those airways, take away infection in the name of Jesus. But God, I pray that our hearts would be united, that we would understand we can count on Jesus Christ. We can count on the Word of God. We can count on the power of the Holy Spirit. And God, I'm the character witness. I'll be the evidence that, yeah, it was hard. And I had to bring a whole lot of people to my courtroom and say, this one knows about Jesus, and this one knows about Jesus, and this one knows about Jesus. But I rest my case. I rest my case. And I'm going to walk out knowing the final judgment, the Holy Spirit is going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. I want you to begin to lift your voice for a moment. Will you just say to the Lord, God, I need you. God, I ask you to speak to my life today. I offer you more than what I've already given you. You're not finished. There's a DNA in this house, and people come and people go, and we lose and we launch, and it's not easy sometimes to be in Europe or to be in this place. But God, it's amazing. It's beautiful. There's life and vitality. There's inspiration. You're calling us, God. Maybe some of us need to be the one who tells the restaurant owner, the Uber driver, you know, maybe I was supposed to ride in your car today to just tell you Jesus loves you and has a plan for your life. What's your name? Can I say a prayer for you? God, I pray right now for churches across the globe that are experiencing difficulties. I pray, Holy Spirit, that the cloud of glory would rest upon their congregations. God, that we would lift their arms up, that we would do like Brother Gentilini did in the 70s and say, we're not done. We're going to keep building the church of God. We're going to keep building for Rome, Italy. We're going to keep building for Europe, for the next one and the next one. I'm alive to tell the story, God. I pray in Jesus' name. As the worship team sings right now, I want you to just take a minute. I know we've gone a little bit long, but I need you to know I love Jesus so much. I love the Holy Spirit so much. He's changed my life. He forgives my mistakes. None of us are perfect. If you'll stay hungry and you'll stay humble and you'll pursue the presence of Jesus Christ, I can promise you there'll be a greater victory if you keep pressing forward. Let's sing together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Wow. The Lord is faithful to his children. As you have listened to the message today, I pray that you hear the Lord saying, I know you, I've called you by name, and I'm working on your behalf. I invite you right now to say this prayer with me, to make Jesus Lord over all. Maybe there's something in your life today that has caused you turmoil, that has put questions or doubts in your mind. You know, the Bible says he's as close as the mention of his name. In this season, we celebrate Jesus, the name that's above every other name. So pray this prayer with me right now and ask Jesus to help you. He's with you. You are not alone. I want to say it again. You are not alone. So Father, we thank you right now. I'm going to pray this prayer and you're going to pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, you say it. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into my life to take over every concern I have. Forgive me for those moments when I have doubted or don't trust. Be the Lord over all. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I say yes to you. I'm all yours from this moment forward by the power of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to encourage you, if you have said this prayer, send me an email, write us, join us on campus when you get to Rome, because I know that God has something for you, and I know that you need to know you're not going to do life alone. I also feel very impressed today as I pray for you for the needs in your life. I know that during the winter months, there's lots of different emotions that come about. And I want you to know today, the Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. He said his name is Emmanuel, God with us. And so today, I want to pray for your miracle. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would heal the broken heart, that you would restore the wounded mind, that you would be Jehovah Jireh for the one who has needs financially. God, you have shown us this year that we are the living proof that God is at work in us and through us. So right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, across the airwaves, wherever you're watching from, I am praying right now for your miracle in motion. I want you to say, I believe. I believe that God is with you. I believe that God is for you. And I believe that he has brought you to this family of faith, not only online, but wherever you are, that you would know. I have people who write me, and I'm praying right now that you'll be one of those ones who said, I found new hope, new life, new purpose, as I join together in prayer with Pastor Jen and all of those at ICF Rome. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your online giving. I thank you that you are sowing seeds. You are sowing gratefulness to God for all that he's done and doing. This has been an amazing year of Living Proof. And today, as we think about, we're getting ready to go into a new year before we know it, I want you to know God is with you. God is for you. You're not alone. Your miracle is in motion. I love you. We love you. And most importantly, Jesus loves you. So go out there, walk for him, shine for him, and believe that he's got a miracle for you.